It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computers. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Welcome back to another edition of the Computer Corner. Right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. It is, in fact, Brandon Disney and Ken Colburn.
Am I here now?
You are here now.
I tried to say welcome back.
Yeah, well, okay. They didn't want to hear you anyway.
You got to see it. You're listening, as he said, to a couple of geeks with a couple of mics. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that cuts off there, by the way.
Yeah, that cuts off there.
Surprise.
We got some new engineers.
We are radio professionals.
No, we're not.
No.
But we are here to talk about computers, technology, whatever it is that you feel like asking us. And, of course, we always bring in tow a little theme, a little something to kind of focus our energies on this week.
Tease your mind about.
Yeah.
Our theme this week is Wi-Fi.
Revisited. Version 33. We've done a bunch of shows on this already.
The reason we're revisiting and doing a show on this and kind of focusing on this is that there's been a lot of change in the Wi-Fi world.
Yes.
And some of you now have adventured forward and gone on with Wi-Fi. We want to tell you about some of the new things in the Wi-Fi world, what Wi-Fi is, in case you're new to the show and haven't heard us talk about it before. And, of course, take your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR, or if you're a little bit shy or you get some busy signals there, you can always check out all the things we're talking about at datadoctors.com/radio.
And of course,
there...
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No.
You can ask a question or make a suggestion right towards the bottom of that page. You'll look for the buttons that say, ask a question or make a suggestion.
And while you're there, actually, that's what the part I was wanted to impart. Part of the show is the people who need people. Is that a Barbara Streisand thing? Or the
Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
People are people.
Yeah. Hey, come on over here, Blake. Come on. Say something. Go ahead. Say that. We have a Disney in training here. Wow, that's loud.
That's kind of loud.
That's louder than the real thing. Oh, there he goes. Anyway, we want you to give us your feedback. Those of you that have ventured into the world of wireless home networking, you have lots of information to share with others. That's the people helping people portion of the show. We always enjoy when you can put your two cents in. And so email or that suggestion box or the ask a question area. We don't really have a feedback. We need like a third button that says...
Make a suggestion is kind of like feedback.
Yeah, kind of like...
Like, hey, I hate you guys because
right. You're
really dumb, but I keep listening anyway.
Right, we like those.
Yeah, we like those a lot.
So give us some feedback on what you've learned about Wi-Fi. Was it really easy or was it a big nightmare? Or you can, of course, call in and give us your experiences. But that's part of the deal here is we want you... Certainly we have our experiences in our professional world as we do this for a living. We set people up all the time. And, you know, we obviously have systems. We do things in a way that we can minimize the grief. But what about you? What's your experience been? Was it easy? Was it difficult? I've stood in these stores, these superstores that have, you know, two aisles of just row after row after row of Wi-Fi product and watched people totally confused and listened to clerks that were totally misinformed. You know, guide people to spending $500, $600, $1,000 for their home network. And I can already tell, you know, it's tough to not want to jump in, but really that's not our place. But I can already see, okay, it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks before these people surface.
Yeah, and they're going to be returning a lot of that stuff and calling up places and calling tech support because what you buy is not as important as who you buy it from, and who you buy it from ought to be somebody you trust that can steer you right.
The thing is, we want to try to take this time for those of you that are considering going into the Wi-Fi world. Let's give you some tips so that you don't have to go through the experience that those folks that we see all the time, or the phone calls we get saying, help! I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yes. You know, the first tip that I always tell people is you know, have a reasonable expectation of what it is you're going to get. If you think you're going to get wireless networking, and it's going to be the perfect thing that's always going to work, that is going to be just as fast, you're always better off with wires if you can do it. There's a place and a reason for wireless, And that's not just because it's cool.
No, it is cool.
It is cool.
That's enough of a reason right there.
It shouldn't be enough of a reason.
No.
If you can get wires in...
Wired is always better.
It's always going to be better. If there's wires already in place, it's going to be better. And I know people that have, like, for example, a laptop, and they sit at a desk that has a place to plug in a wired connection, but instead, because they want to minimize the number of wires they have to plug in and unplug, they're putting a wireless card in and going wireless. And that's okay, as long as you understand and you get the expectation up front that it's not going to be everything wired is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some experiences we'll give you as to why that is a little bit later.
Yeah.
Did we explain, we keep saying Wi-Fi, did we explain what that stands for, Wi-Fi?
I don't know. We did at one point, but not today.
Yeah. Wireless fidelity. That's, you know, hi-fi, Wi-Fi, whatever.
Wireless networking more specifically, and taking computers and linking them together without having to string wires up and plug them in. There's ways of doing that. It works similar to like a cordless phone. Where you have something similar to like a base station, they call it an access point, and your system, like the phone that has a little antenna in it, would have a special card or an adapter that would plug in that allow it to communicate with that base station or access point.
Yeah, like that, like
yeah.
He said.
And there's different flavors and versions out there. If you're in the Mac world, you use something called an AirPort.
That's why we need to have this show, because it's not just the different manufacturers. Now there's different versions of Wi-Fi, different, you're going to hear 802.11b, A, G, H, Q, 9, 5, just all these numbers. Well, we're going to try to get through that alphabet soup for you.
We're going to dumb it down.
Well, that's the whole, that's all we can do.
We can dumb it up.
No, dumb it up. of course, again, your input, your suggestions for others, we definitely want to hear that. We're on until 11:45, at which time we're going to give away to Paul Harvey. So I believe there's no reason to...
We've got one free line, actually, if you're one of those people that can never get through, right now is your chance. 602-277-5827. Get that thing booked up, and then as the show goes on, as you hear somebody hang up, it's your chance to jump in. Also check out, of course, our website, datadoctors.com/radio. And you can get involved there if you're a little bit shy or don't wish to in other ways.
Are we going to try Mr. Adam?
Let's grab Adam and go for our weekly Adam's acronym kind of deal.
Now, Adam emailed me and said that he had new music, but I don't... whatever happened there, Adam?
I'm over here looking at my other computer and it's still sending it to you.
Oh, you are emailing it?
I am emailing it.
Oh.
That's why the attachment hasn't come up yet. Let me look here.
Well, if it's too big, it's not going to make it. It's going to bounce.
Yeah, it's about under the E of sending message 101 in Outlook Express. Yeah, it's not even close to half.
What? How big is the file you're trying to send?
Somewhere around 5 meg.
5 meg. Who's your provider?
You don't want to know.
Is it...
We'll accept it at our end at that size.
Is it almost online?
Yeah, no, it's not almost online. It's a little bit closer than that.
Yeah.
We've got the AT&T WorldNet.
Okay, I don't think they're going to allow a 5 meg attachment, so you're going to go through this whole process and then get a message that says...
Your machine's going to spend half an hour trying to send 5 meg, and then it'll spend half an hour trying to receive back a bounce message saying, I can't take 5 meg, and here's your 5 meg back.
Fun.
It's going to be ugly. So, you know what, we'll make other arrangements.
Okay.
All right, well, let's forget the music for a second, and let's talk why we are talking to Adam. Adam is our special correspondent from the deep, dark west side.
He's our acronomous correspondent.
Ah.
Well, that's an interesting way of putting it.
Wow. Every week, Adam comes to us with kind of like an acronym. Sometimes an acronym, sometimes an abbreviation.
Usually it's educational, though.
Yes.
Well, this one, I don't know whether you'd call it an acronym or an abbreviation, but it's PDF.
PDF. That's a good one, actually. Oh, by the way, folks, Adam's 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those of you who are new to the show. Okay. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, PDF.
PDF. PDF.
And that stands for Portable Document Format.
Wow. And why do we care?
Well, a lot of documents on the web are in PDF format. Some forms, some books are downloadable as PDF.
But why would you make it in a PDF instead of like just a Word doc or just a text file?
Well, of course, text file good, but where's the formatting?
Oh,
the Word document
doesn't look so purdy.
You mean you can't have like lines and bold fonts and stuff?
ASCII art.
Right.
Yes.
But and not everybody has Word. I can tell you that from experience.
Right. Word.
And but you can download Acrobat, which is the thing that reads PDF files for free.
So it is a portable document format that's made to be cross-platform, right? Doesn't matter whether you have a Mac or PC.
It's about as universal a standard as we get in the internet world.
But the cool part is, when you create the PDF, which we're not even going to get into that because most of you, it's a technical process and it costs money generally. But to create the PDF, when you do so, it's a perfect digital. There's no translation issues. It's going to be exactly the way you saved it and created it, and it's going to print out and look exactly that no matter what computer you're looking at.
Correct.
Got it. That's why PDFs are so cool on the internet.
Yeah.
All right.
There's versions of Acrobat Reader for Linux, for Windows, and every Mac computer that has Mac OS X already can read PDFs.
Right.
Wow.
Adobe.com for those of you that don't have the plugin. Hey, Adam, thanks for chiming in, Bubba.
Thanks.
Hey, let's get together and get that new music. We got new theme music for Adam's acronym.
Thanks,
Adam.
You're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR and the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney back after this short break.